In our prayers this morning, we will, of course, you'll be given that opportunity. Instead of me naming all the people that are on your hearts today, I would invite you to do that. And name the individual, because God knows what's going on in their lives. Please speak loud enough so that everyone can hear, as well as those who are tuning in this morning and streaming this service. Well, please rise. We'll continue with the order of service on page 11 in your bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And now, O Lord, for those who are ailing, we lift them before you now.
Laura. Gary.
Mike.
Jerry.
O Lord, indeed, we lift up all those who are struggling with the frailties of life, for those who grieve, that they may be strengthened in body and spirit, confident of the love of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, we especially uplift our partners in ministry that we support, Love Inc., Friends of the Family, J.P. Sima and his mission efforts in Cambodia, Compassion Ministries, Camp Lutherwood, Philomath Community Services, We Care, Zion Lutheran School, and the Northwest District.
Lord, have mercy.
For these and all other prayers and intercessions we have, that the petitions of our heart may be known to the one who knows and loves us all, let us pray to the Lord. And now the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and proper that we should at all times and in all places lift up your holy name. For you are the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the one who has come to rescue us, the one who has come to make us citizens of your kingdom, who now abide by the laws that govern your kingdom, O God, and reject those who do not. We lift up your holy name, we praise your name, and join the unending hymn of all angels and saints.